Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This is Hurricane Hotline on FM 1043 WQAM. An in-depth look at the Miami Hurricanes. Presented by Williamson Cadillac.
Williamson Cadillac. Experience the South Florida lifestyle in a new Cadillac. From Miami's luxury dealership, Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
Hello, everybody. It's Gator Week. Hurricanes and Gators. On Saturday at 7:30, Hard Rock Stadium, should be quite an event. Blockbuster matchup, Miami and Florida. Canes ranked fourth in the country, 3-0. Gators come in after two punches in the face, down with a record now of 1-2, losing to South Florida and, of course, LSU this past weekend, turning the ball over at an alarming rate and too many penalties. But still, very talented team. A lot of speed, a lot of size on defense, good playmaking ability on offense. You just don't want to allow them to have it all come together when you're playing them. And I think defensively, you want to make them earn it. The longer they're out there, so far, what they've proved, the longer they're on the field, and they've got a lot of time of possession, but the longer they're on the field, the more mistakes they seem to make. At any rate, Gators and Canes on Saturday, 7:30 kickoff. Our broadcast will begin at 3 p.m. So we look forward to that. This past Saturday, that was a long day. Of course, we had the dreaded lightning delay. So, I don't know, it turned into like a five-hour game, a two-hour delay in the middle of the game. Great crowd was there, very enthusiastic, a lot of joy in the stands, and then Mother Nature pitched a temper tantrum, so we had to wait around for 2 hours. But eventually, the Canes got the result they wanted, 49-12 over USF, and this is the way it sounded.
The eighth meeting, Canes and USF. Someone is going to 3-0. Here's the kick, and away we go at Hard Rock Stadium. Beck back to throw. He looks. He throws down the field. Tony Lisa makes the catch inside the 30-yard line at the 27 of USF. Beck back to throw, looks end zone, fires across the middle, caught for a touchdown. Josh Moore's got it for the touchdown. 8 yards and a Miami touchdown, and the Hurricanes lead it by a score of 6-0. Miami gets the curtain raiser. It's Beck and Moore who strike up the band and lead the battle cry. Beck, his eyes swiveling from right to left, looking over the USF defense. Here comes the blitz. It's picked up. Beck pumps. Now he fires deep. Got a man out there. It's going to be good! Touchdown! What a catch by Josh Moore! He goes over the top of the defensive back, and it's a beautiful catch by Josh Moore! The connection between Beck and Moore is majestic, and Miami leads it 13-0.
Hard to figure out what they're doing. Not very predictable.
Severe weather has been detected in the area. The game is now delayed.
The worst. Mother Nature has just tossed a lightning bolt at us. And so now we are in a lightning delay. 20 yards on that reception. Now Beck gives. Fletcher goes left side. 35. Here we go at the 30. Outside the numbers. At the 25.
Come on, baby.
He's at the 10. He's at the 5.
Get in.
He dives into the end zone. Touchdown, Miami. Mark Fletcher takes it in all the way. And it's a house call of 38 yards for Mark Fletcher. And the Hurricanes are cavorting into white in the end zone, courtesy of Mark Fletcher.
I think it's time for the interception.
Round 5 for 11, 108 yards, 251 passes without an interception. Bryce Fitzgerald had the coverage. Frederick is on the matchup on the right side with Singleton. Hurricanes send a blitz. They throw it across the middle. Intercepted! Intercepted by Fitzgerald. Bryce Fitzgerald with the interception. The streak is over. 253 passes without an interception, and Fitzgerald has his second of the season. High formation. Fletcher at the top of the eye. First and goal from the 2. 2.5 to play. Beck turns, gives. No, he keeps it himself, running right side. Beck is into the end zone. Touchdown, Miami. Carson Beck scores just inside the right pylon, and Miami has opened up a 27-6 lead. Excellent quarterbacking by Carson Beck. They're going for it on fourth down. Isaac in the backfield with Brown. He empties out. Brown waits for the snap, looking over the Miami defense. He takes, he's going to run. He's hit once, twice, lunges forward. He didn't get there. He stopped. Reuben Bain hit him. Bain stopped him. He stopped short of the first down. Beck puts the ball in the stomach of Fletcher. Right side breaks one tackle. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Mark Fletcher into the end zone. Touchdown, Miami. Attack, attack, attack. And Miami has their reward. Mark Fletcher into the end zone, showing his desire and his tenacity, and Miami leads it 34-6. Fletcher in the backfield, Marion short side left, and Beck's going to throw for it. Looking, throws on a slant, yep. Caught by Tony Johnson at midfield, and here we
come
go.
On, baby.
Johnson's at the 30, he's at the 25-20, he's at the 15 and out of bounds at the 10. Johnson on a dead run. The transfer from Cincinnati reaches up and snatches it right out of the air on a 3rd and 3. All right, we got a full house backfield behind Carson Beck.
The T.
He turns. He's going to throw for it. Right side. Caught for a touchdown. Marty Brown's got it in the right flat. Brown with a reception for the touchdown. And now Miami leads it 41-6 as Beck hooks up with Marty Brown for the score. Clock is running now. 10 seconds to go. 9 seconds. 8. And that's going to be it here at Hard Rock Stadium. Miami goes to 3-0. South Florida's Magic Carpet Ride crashes at Hard Rock Stadium. And this year's September Cinderella, midnight is struck. They've turned into a pumpkin. Miami 49, USF 12. That's your final score.
Hello once again, everybody. Welcome to the Mario Cristobal Show. Joe Zgacki alongside my broadcast partner, Don Bailey Jr. And of course, University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal. This week, a big one at Hard Rock Stadium. The Florida Gators come calling 7:30 at Hard Rock, looking for a gigantic crowd, one that's really involved, and I'm sure we'll get there. Canes coming off a 49-12 win against USF. Coach, congratulations on that win, not only taking care of South Florida, but also Mother Nature's temper tantrum. You handled that as well.
And you know what? Credit to the fans that stuck around, because that was almost a 2-hour delay. And when we came out the tunnel after that delay, they showed up strong. So the players weren't fazed by it. The fans weren't fazed by it. And it ended up being a really productive day.
Coach, ironically, you always try and prepare your team for everything imaginable. A couple weeks ago, before the season started, you went up to Hard Rock and had a rain delay for practice. And you ended up having some carryover. And I'm sure it helped.
Incredible. Like, we practiced a delay,
right?
You know, and we kept that protocol and put it into play, and it worked out great.
How satisfied were you in terms of got off to such a great start, get the ball, go right down the field and score, get the ball a second time, go down the field and score? I think that shows great preparation and a team that's ready to go.
Well, you know what, we did create some separation early in the game and then had a chance to really create a significant amount of separation. And we sputtered a couple of times and turned the ball over, which, you know, we've already, you know, took a deep dive in the film and addressed, and we'll get better at it. But improvement and lots of improvement to be made.
Coach, Josh Moore immediately made an impact in that football game. We've been watching him all during camp and just a phenomenal football player, but he got into the end zone back-to-back.
He did, and he did it on a routine play, and then he did it on a really high-end, high-caliber, you know, athletic play as well. And what doesn't get noted much is the way he's blocking down the field, which he's been improving on and working on relentlessly.
Along those lines, we've seen production from Daniels and Marion, maybe even a little more this week. But then here comes Tony Johnson. He gets involved, and he looked really smooth.
Huge third and three conversion by him. And I think one of the things that really stands out is how happy, in the course of that play, how happy his teammates were for him with his catch and run, because he certainly, again, gave us the opportunity to get ahead by three, four scores there, which really changed the game.
Which I think one of the biggest things that I've seen progress is how the players are playing without the football. When a receiver doesn't have the ball, that whole crew is blocking like crazy. The same thing in the backfield. That's just taking a lot of effort on them and your coaching.
Getting better at it. Mm-hmm. You know, I think everybody is buying more into the fact that if you do get involved when the ball is not in your hands, your chances of moving the football, scoring, and eventually getting the ball in your hands certainly increases. So, again, we're connecting better. We are working harder and better together, and that was certainly a byproduct of that.
There was a lot of talk going into the game about the success of your opponent, and then your team went out there and showed what Hurricane football is all about. Kind of looked like the old days, to be quite honest with you, when you would have an opponent that got a lot of attention and then your teams went out there and kind of took care of business. How satisfied were you with your team's approach and the result?
Well, you know, when you play a team that runs tempo, you want to attack them with urgency, with mentality, and with physicality. And you can't compromise any of those three components. And I think our guys did. They lined up. They communicated well. We had one penalty for 12 guys on the field, which is unacceptable. But for the most part, we lined up to it, and we stopped the run and made them one-dimensional, which was critical in the game itself. So, and that being said, there were opportunities to do even better against the run and opportunities to do better against the pass. So, again, a good step forward, but, again, a long ways to go.
Coach, stay on the defensive side. You said you stopped the run. I believe they had 40 total yards rushing, but the swarming of your defense to the football, whether it was in the pass or the run, has gotten better and better each week.
It has. We're getting in better football shape with every week that goes by. We're more comfortable with the scheme and learning how to, and understanding more so to speak, on how to leverage the football and knowing what the guy next to you is doing. So we're playing faster, and we certainly got to play faster with this game on Saturday.
1.5 yards per carry is what you held them to. Third straight opponent you've held to under 100 yards rushing. I thought another big key in the game was third downs. They were 7 for 19 on third downs, but there was a portion of the game where you held them hitless on 7 straight third down conversions.
And that was a big time difference maker, because that's when we were sputtering a little bit on offense. And so we're playing better complementary football. Both sides are working hard and playing well together. And certainly that's a great example right there of how important it is to play together.
Coach, let's talk about the tight end position. They've been making catches through this early part of the season. But again, another group that's a big part of the running game, and they've been doing their part.
They have, you know, and they know their opportunities are coming. Some have come their way, more are coming later. But they're playing really good football. They're such a huge part of what we've always done in our offensive system. So really proud of those guys.
We probably could spend the rest of the show talking about Mark Fletcher, but we only have a limited amount of time. But Fletch looked really good. 120 yards rushing, ran with the physicality, but there's so much more to him and his game than just running the football, right?
No doubt. I mean, he's a great receiver as well. We use him in the passing game. He's an unbelievable blocker. His energy, his leadership is contagious. He's exactly what you want on your team at any position, so we're blessed to have him, and it's great to see him fully healthy and playing at a high level.
Coach, the value of forcing turnovers, what does that pay off? What's the residual effect of that?
Monstrous. It really is. Take the ball away and ball security on the offensive side. It changes the game. I mean, the numbers are astronomically different, you know, when you take it away and prevent people from taking it away from you as when you don't. Similar to a block punt, turnovers are critical.
You know, we're kind of picking out players, whether it's Fletcher or Johnson or Fitzgerald with the interception, Josh Moore with the catch. Is this an example of how your skill level continues to improve? You start seeing different skill level every single week.
I mean, we're seeing guys improve, you know, week in and week out. I think we're also seeing what we see in practice. We put a lot of faith in the way and who we recruit and how we develop the guys that we bring in here. And I think a lot of the stuff that's been showing up in practice is now starting to make its way into the game. And there's still a lot more. There's a lot more meat on that bone, so to speak, where we feel that we can continue just to bring more and more high-level play at all those positions.
Guy that's stepping up every single week is Chase Smith. He was injured. Now he's healthy and is making plays and coming up with the football.
Yeah, Chase Smith is a guy that, you know, he worked himself back from a really a tough injury a couple of years back. So watching him be able to just function fully without any hesitation, reservation, shows that, you know, his ability, his want to, his care factor is really starting to pop through, and he's getting better and better every single week. So we expect his level of play to continue to elevate.
There's a legacy player.
Yep.
His dad could catch the football now. Yeah. Pretty good tight end. Carson Beck would probably enjoy throwing him the football, but Beck at this point seems like he enjoys throwing the football to anybody that gets open. He's completing like 80% of his passes. I did think his answer was really good on the one interception, which included, he wasn't sure, and I wasn't sure either, that Malachi Toney could jump so high. But that being said, he's playing at a really elite level.
Playing at a high level, you know, we got stacked up at wide receiver right there, so it was a muddy throw. The other one he would have liked to have back, but again, he is playing at a high level, and I think the best part was his competitive response, you know, after the turnover, which he wanted to get right back to work. And in the sense of, as an offense, we want the ball back so that we can get back to work and go score the way we're supposed to.
And he ran the ball.
Yes.
Don liked that part.
I did. You've got the special teams play, which is a huge part of it. I know it's something you personally focus on every single week. How is that coming along? And explain to us about the competition at kicker and how that pays off.
Well, it's nonstop. Every single week we kick those guys against each other. You know, well, Rocha is part of that too. And we got three guys that we feel really confident in. And it makes them better. It really does and keeps them on edge. And then, you know, the operation with Dylan and the way that we're getting those punts off and covering has been really good. We've improved a lot in both those areas, ball placement, hang time, operation. All those things have been an area of improvement for us and one that we're going to keep working on to get better.
They had a big fourth down that they went for, and then Reuben Bain said hello and made the play, which he's done all year. Mesidor on the other side also playing at a high level, but both those guys seem to be playing with a bit of a chip on their shoulder.
They're playing at a high level, and they'll tell you themselves there's, again, more areas of improvement there as well. And they want to get better. They want to get pushed. They want to get challenged. I know that, you know, Coach Taylor does get after him in the right kind of way to make sure that that they can maximize their potential on a daily basis. So it's showing up on game day.
I don't want to forget Ahmad Moten. He's really picked up his game. You see it each week, more active, and looks like he's in far better condition than he's ever been, and it's paying off too.
He really played a really, really good game, you know, and he himself recognized, man, now I'm starting to really understand what it's like to do this on a weekly basis. So really proud of him and really proud of the fact that he wants to be pushed and he wants to get better, and he knows he's going to be better. So as long as we maintain that attitude, Kane's going to be all right.
Coach, did you think that position, defensive tackle, would be this good, or is that a little bit of a surprise to you on how well those guys are playing?
I mean, nothing ever surprises you, right? I mean, every year, I mean, we expect to develop, you know, so you just never are really sure when a guy's going to pop, meaning when he's going to actually, like, take that next step. And these guys, you know, we felt schematically it would help them. Right, we felt the addition of having Coach Damian Lewis as well would come in that room and also help that. So pleased with progress, but long ways to go.
Coach, the ability to drive the football long distances and eat up clock. You look at the time of possession you guys wanted every quarter, the yards you won every quarter. But what does that do to the opponent?
I mean, first of all, it keeps the ball away from them. So a dangerous offense and a team that runs tempo like we faced last week, a very talented and dangerous team like we play this week, it's critical that you can demonstrate that you can, you know, score quickly, that you could be explosive, and if asked to or forced to, that you can methodically drive the ball down the field. So I think our versatility is showing up. I think the involvement of our offense is also starting to show. So I don't know. I guess I'm going back to the same line, but it's true. We're getting better. We're progressing. We just, we got some more work to do.
Okay, more of Mario Cristobal coming up in a little bit later on. Defensive coordinator Corey Heatherman. You'll hear from him coming up in our third segment. So defensive coordinator Corey Heatherman will take a look at the Gators and the challenge of stopping the Florida Gators coming up a little bit later on in the show. During the rain delay the other day, I got a nice call from Ed Williamson. So we had a little chat, and I said, you know what, Mr. Williamson, that XT4 that I'm driving is absolutely incredible. I said, it delivers the wow factor. It's turbocharged engine. It's got great acceleration. The fuel efficiency is off the charts. The XT4 surpasses every expectation. It's quiet. It's smooth. And, of course, Cadillac always delivers no matter what it is. But the XT4 is a one-of-the-kind SUV that's durable, has style, and will always satisfy. So that's what I'm getting around town in. And, of course, at Williamson Cadillac, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience when you go there because the customer service is so good. Ed Williamson, his lovely wife, Carol, they've been in business for 50 years. You can't be in business for 50 years if you don't have a great relationship with your community, your neighbors, and all of your customers. And they do because they know everything about customer service. If you want the best in customer service, I highly recommend Williamson Cadillac. It's easy to find on US 1 at 104th Street, just south of the Palmetto. The XT4 is there, the CT4, the CT5, the XT5, the XT6, and the new all-electric Lyriq, all in the showroom right now. So get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle and experience a new Cadillac from your luxury dealership. Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hurricane Hotline continues on FM 104.3 WQAM. Presented by Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
All right, this week it's the Florida Gators. The Florida Gators come to town, Hard Rock Stadium, 7:30 kickoff for Miami and Florida, and should be quite an evening at Hard Rock. The Gators come in a little bit on the desperate side, a lot of different things to talk about with Florida, but overall, what jumps out to you about this Gators team this season?
Well, I think they're extremely talented, and they're well coached. They're a very large, powerful, talented team. A lot of length, a lot of size, and they have explosive players at just about every position. And they've showcased their talents last season and this season. They also have some new players, some freshmen, some transfers that have really shown to be explosive, dangerous players. So they're as talented as a team as you'll find around the country. And they're really a couple of plays away from sitting at 3-0 as well.
Coach, since you're going into week four or game four, is there any crossover that you get from week one to week two to week three to as far as the structure goes of the opponent?
There are some things. You know, there are and you know, then football is like the world of espionage, man. I mean, you know, when you play somebody, if they have ties at your next opponent, they're going to give them your information, your signals, all that stuff. So you always have to be on edge. You know, you really have to self-scout yourself. You have to continue to evolve, change, make the adjustments so that people don't get a beat on what you're doing, because you'd be surprised how much communication goes on between, you know, the outlier teams on opponent prep when, you know, as it relates to, you know, football. It's a big part of it. So, but you do see carryover. You do see bits and pieces here and there. You dig back into, you know, some of the other years of some of these coordinators, and you do. You find stuff that can be helpful to you or something that could prevent you from hurting yourself. So all in all, just a very deep dive into all opponents.
Coach, Lagway, their quarterback, is coming off a tough game. But he was 6-1 as a starter a year ago. He also was number one in the SEC and top five in Division One a season ago in passes of 20 yards or more. He's a big kid, 245 pounds. What do you see in him?
He's one of the best players in the country. And he's a dynamic playmaker, can make every throw, can run the ball as well as anybody out there. So having one game maybe not up to par in a situation like that, that doesn't affect our assessment of a player. We know how good of a player he is, a Heisman candidate, Heisman favorite, actually. So we understand the challenge and the opportunity at hand.
Florida's done a good job building an offensive line to protect them. Big, powerful guys that have a ton of experience. Maybe not all at Florida, but they do have the All-American center.
They do. They do. They have a lot of returning starters up front, big at tight end as well, big, powerful backs. They've done a really, really good job building that roster.
Their defensive line, also, they've had a few injuries there, but that defensive line is massive, isn't it? And this is an SEC game. You were in the SEC, so it's a battle of the trenches, right?
They've allowed 2 touchdowns in 3 games. I mean, that tells the story right there.
Yeah. They want to lean on their defense, right? I mean, that's kind of the way they go.
I view them differently. I think their defense, without question, is playing at a super high level. So you do lean on that, but that's a very explosive offense. You know, so you have to prepare at your best and be at your best.
And Coach, one of the best things about this game is you really don't have to say much. You turn on the tape and it tells the truth for everybody, yourself and your opponent.
Without a doubt. I mean, our players are smart. They're approaching their craft with more professionalism. And all you got to do is, like you mentioned, turn on the tape. It tells the story right there. You know, so our guys are really excited for the opportunity.
The other thing, I guess, would be said, also from your experience, that being in the SEC, they face great opponents every week. They have a great opponent now coming to Miami. But they are probably calloused, right, in terms of the opponents that they have seen.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of experience on that team now, and there's experience at those core positions, right? The center, the quarterback, the running back, the defensive tackle, the linebacker, the safety position. You know, teams that have, you know, the middle of their team with experience, you know, they can handle a lot of stuff. And so for us, the most important thing is making sure that we're focused on preparation and focusing on us as we prepare.
Coach, it's a rivalry. It's the biggest rivalry, many think, for Miami and also for Florida. How do you manage the week to keep everybody or try to get them to peak?
I think it's as simple as get lost in your work, get lost in your craft. You know, there's a, you know, whenever games like this come around on the schedule, there's always going to be noise and hype surrounding it. And that's not a single part of the process. Never can be, never will be. You always are very upfront with the players about it. You're very proactive in addressing it. And then you get right after it. You know, you go back to, okay, why are we progressing? Why are we improving? Because we're focusing on us, because we're putting in time in the right kind of preparation. We're investing time on Green Tree with physicality and mentality. So that's what we're going to do. And we're going to get on that, and we're going to stay on that. Nothing else matters.
We touched on special teams earlier. Their special teams, Smack has been there a long time. He's attempted, I think, 60-some field goals. The punter, Doman, came from Michigan, punted for them for 2 years and on their championship team. Then Vernell Brown has been a pretty dynamic returner for them.
Yeah, certainly. Probably the best punt returner in the country right now, has had five returns of 20-plus yards and really a hair away from breaking every single one of those. So a guy that really can put a foot in the ground and change, you know, the entire trajectory of a game with his ability to just break things open. So a very talented player, very explosive.
Coach, you always talk about iron sharpening iron. Well, this is a ball game where that's going to come true. You've got, especially line of scrimmage, your defensive line is doing a great job, the offensive line, but them going against each other every single day really prepares them for this game more than anything.
Well, without question. I mean, this is it's two teams that are invested heavily in the trenches, so you know, iron sharpens iron has to be a real thing so that you're able to have an opportunity to do well in a game like this.
I guess one more thing on Florida. One, on defense, a year ago they took the ball away 25 times, so they improved in that area. And really for them this year, you mentioned earlier about a couple plays away, it's been kind of shot themselves in the foot. So it becomes the old, go back to just make sure you don't be yourself, right?
Well, I think it's in football, we see it more and more every week, right? The team that not only executes best, but the team that makes the least mistakes puts himself in best position. And it's not always the end-all be-all, right? There's a lot of factors that go into it. But I think the whole country, right, when you look at yourself after two and three games, like, man, what are the things we can do? How much more detail can we be to be more efficient, right? Efficiency is so key on both sides of the ball, and I think all sides will be working diligently on those things.
Did want to mention, you're up to 40 points a game, right where you were a year ago, and put up 576 yards the other day. So compiling a lot of yards. You had 11 passes of 15-plus and 7 runs of 10-plus. So the big plays also been a big part of your offense.
Get the W, right? 1-0 is all that matters, and it comes in different ways and shapes and forms and whatnot. We, you know, we're a team that we don't chase stats. Like, you'll see us when a game is in a position where we feel we could play lots of players, we really focus on developing the rest of our roster. Those are invaluable minutes, right, that you never get back, actually playing against an opponent. So we've had a lot of guys that are now, you know, in the 50, 60, 75 play count, which is, it bodes well for us. Those guys will be getting in the neighborhood of 300-plus reps for the season and continue to develop to help us win games down the road. So, I guess that would be my comment on stats. You know?
But you've been great at developing players, and the main thing is to get them game experience. And you go back to last week, I see guys that are, like you said, who have been in there on the offensive line that normally a few years ago you couldn't afford to get them those reps. It's a huge benefit.
Without a doubt. I mean, those, you get to actually coach them off of game tape, and that's different, right? Not for the first time for all of them. For some guys, the first time getting in there, to be able to put all of that work, all of that knowledge, all that meeting time to play, and then actually being able to be coached off that, that's invaluable. It's priceless.
This is also the kind of game our city loves.
That's right.
Night game, the rival, the Gator, Hard Rock Stadium, home field advantage has to be a big thing here this week, right?
Yeah, it has to be. It has to be an asylum on Saturday. Our fans have done a great job bringing the juice, the energy, really involved, really, really involved. And certainly we appreciate that. That energy is just contagious.
And along those lines, when the rest of the country sees that, they see how special Miami is, not only fans, but future Hurricanes.
Without a doubt. And it all comes, right? It all comes together in that way. So we're focused on the game. We're focused on preparation. Obviously, you know, just beyond excited for the opportunity.
I like the asylum, by the way. I think it is. I think it's like an English Premier Soccer League game or something. Our fans are very creative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are. And we appreciate them. Again, the other night, hanging around for an extra couple of hours while during all that stuff. You don't know what to expect when you come out, right? And when you come out and they're going bananas like they did, it's awesome to see. So, and we're proud. We want to make the city and the community proud. They're a big part and they're a big reason why we're here.
All right, Coach, the very best of luck against the Gators.
Thank you. Go Canes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Time for more Hurricane Hotline on FM 1043 WQAM. Presented by Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
Okay, back on the show. I'm delighted that you are with us. Trevor Harris is our producer. Canes and Gators, the 58th meeting on Saturday. Miami leads the all-time series 30-27. And the Canes and Gators will kick it off at 7:30. And we'll be on there at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Top of the hour, 3 o'clock for Miami and Florida. So looking forward to that. The Gators got an uphill battle here. 7 of Florida's remaining 9 games right now are against top 15 opponents, including 5 in the top 10. DJ Lagway has thrown 6 interceptions. He threw 5 against LSU, and
one of the points I think we'll make on Saturday is Miami's been very good on third down in his game against LSU. Four of his five interceptions were on third down. The Miami defense is allowing 32% on third down. And the other day, in the middle of the game, as we mentioned with Coach Cristobal, they were able to hold South Florida hitless seven straight times during the middle portion of the game, which I thought was a big key in the game. If you look at some historical trends, very rare for an unranked Florida team to face a ranked Miami team. It has happened only five times in the previous 57 games. Last year's meeting in Gainesville, and then before that, they all took place in the 50s. 50, 1950, 54, 55, and 59, and then last year at 2024. This one is a pretty good little nugget. An unranked Florida team has defeated a ranked Miami team one time in the series. An unranked Florida team has beaten a ranked Miami team one time in the series. That was November 28th of 1959, and they played that game in Jacksonville. So a couple of ranking trends. Meanwhile, the Florida offense, they've scored two touchdowns in the last eight quarters. Two touchdowns in the last eight quarters. That being said, against LSU, they had 23 first downs and they ran 76 plays. But they continue to, so far early in the season, have self-inflicted wounds. I wonder if you're Florida and you've played that first game of the year against Long Island. I mean, I can't think of a worse opponent. Maybe you don't open the season against Michigan or Ohio State or Texas or Miami, but maybe open the season against, I don't know, Middle Tennessee, Western Michigan, somebody like that. Miami of Ohio, anybody, Long Island, and that's not even a good scrimmage. And you come out of that game with a false sense of security. You go into the USF game and face a little bit of pressure from USF, thinking everything's going to be okay. And it's in the Long Island game, they had no penalties. Since that game, they can't get out of their way with penalties. Hopefully that trend continues. Now, they did hold LSU to 10 first downs and 316 yards, and LSU only ran for 96 yards. So it's going to be a big battle for Miami. Carson Beck, by the way, two games against the Gators, 2-0 against the Gators. Each time he's throwing for over 300 yards. I think he likes playing against the Gators. Now, some would say he did have three interceptions in the game last year. He also threw two touchdown passes. So he's four touchdown passes, three interceptions in two games against the Gators, and he's thrown for over 600 yards. And he's been great so far for the University of Miami. Meanwhile, back to the Gators offense for a moment. We know about Lagway. He's 7-3 as a starter, 1-2 this year. This kid, Jaden Baugh, hard nose, tough runner, really good after contact. Miami's got to get him on the ground. Offensive line for the Gators been together for a long time. They did make one change last week. At right tackle, they started Caden Jones over Bryce Lovett. So SEC, a line of scrimmage league. Hurricanes defensive line is going to have to play great. Hurricanes offensive line is going to have to play great. Miami defense has been very good so far for the most part. If you want to scrutinize them a little bit, they've given up eight pass plays of 20 yards or more. Can't do that to the Gators. You want to force the Gators to play in the long field. For more in the Gators offense, here is defensive coordinator Corey Heatherman.
I think he's a really talented player. I mean, there's some plays out there that he makes that you don't see a lot of times. I mean, his ability to extend the play, extend the pocket, create things with his legs, and then some of the, even the throws he makes on the run. I mean, he's throwing the ball perfect into coverage, really tight windows, and I think they do a really good job using him.
You know, the offense like that, those struggles have been for a couple of weeks. How much as a defensive coordinator, look at things, do you anticipate something changing as you watch film, or some of the things that they've done that they're trying to do differently against you?
Yeah, I think every week, they change their pitchers or they change different things they do pre-snap, and I think. I think they have some looks there. I think they've made some really good plays. I think they've had some untimely penalties right now. I watched the game that sticks out to me is the South Florida game. The first three possessions, they go right down the field, have an opportunity to put the ball in the end zone every single time. And, you know, whether it's penalties or they just don't quite make the play or kind of holds them back on that. But I think, you know, I think it has the ability to be an explosive offense. And there's some evidence of that. Last week they have the huge, 80-plus yard touchdown called back. But they definitely have some big playability with those backs, with those receivers, and with the quarterback in the backfield. And we just got to make sure, we have to try to limit that.
How much do you preach to the team, I guess, or to the defense about capitalizing on the six? It's like halfway through. He had five picks on Saturday, but LSU, I think, only had 13 points on offense. It was a closer game probably than it could have been. How much do you emphasize like capitalizing when you get the chance like that?
Yeah, and that's when we go through and we watch ourselves and we study what we did this past week. That's the common theme that comes up. We do a really good job in coverage. We lose containing the quarterback. Then one guy comes out of coverage, and now all of a sudden it's an explosive by the offense. Or second down in the red zone, the quarterback forces the ball in a window, and we're in the window, and we get a PBU. If we pick that thing off, the next play they score a touchdown. We need to capitalize on all those opportunities all the time. And it's the game of football. When you miss that opportunity, a lot of times the next play, the other team capitalizes on it. And we get our hands on the football, or we have an opportunity to collapse the pocket and create a sack or a big play on defense. We need to continue to make those plays. We can't let the quarterback escape, or we get our hands on the football, we got to take that ball out of the air. We can't just knock it around.
And then just how would you evaluate, their offensive line strengths? It seems like y'all's D-line versus their O-line might be, maybe the battle of the game, kind of a strength-on-strength kind of situation.
Yeah, I think they got a lot of return veterans. It's, looking at South Florida last week, now looking at University of Florida, they have a lot of guys that have played a lot of football. I think it starts with the center. I think he's a very good football player. You can tell the way he communicates, the way he moves, his understanding of, even seeing how he picks up some of the different blitzes or, the job he does in the run game, passing things off. You can tell he's a very good football player. And, I think they have four guys returning that work really well together. They'll be the biggest unit that I think we've played this year. You look at the size of them up front. They're long, they're big. And I think they work well together. They're a well-coached group that, they've had a couple untimely penalties right now, I think is the biggest thing right there. But, I think it's a group that works really well together, and they, you can tell they've played a lot of football together. So,
how do you feel like your corners have performed when they've been challenged downfield?
I think we've done a really good job. I think we still go to some of the techniques. Like you watched the one this week, I think on the the second drive of the game. We got beat. I thought we peaked a little bit too early. We came out of phase. But I think our guys, the first series, that first third and seven, I think it was, they took the one-on-one shot. They saw middle closed. And then, that second series, they came out right away on an earned first down, took a shot on us and capitalized on that one. But I think our guys have been getting better every single week. I think our details have gotten better. I think our understanding of leverage and spacing is continuing to improve. And, it's something that, this week it's going to be something we're going to continue to push and practice and try to make sure we're better this weekend.
That's Corey Heatherman, Hurricanes defensive coordinator, who mentioned Jake Slaughter, the Gators center. And that kid's had his hands on the football over 1,500 times snapping the ball. So that'll be a bit of a challenge for Blaze, Scott, and Moten. So will the Hurricanes secondary have a challenge from Wilson and Vernell Brown, who Miami recruited. Aiden Mizell played pretty well for the Gators last week. Keontae Scott and Jacoby Thomas have been exceptional for Miami. Thomas had four tackles against South Florida and has really been a glue guy in the Hurricane secondary so far. When the game was over against USF, he spoke to Josh Arrow.
I'm here with Jacoby Thomas. You pretty much shut down the run game. How'd y'all do it?
I think we did a good job. We came out, executed exactly what we talked about all week. Great week of preparation led us to, be adjustable to their tempo and be ready to just play physical.
How key was it to take the quarterback out of the running game?
Yeah, we knew the past 2 weeks that he's a phenomenal runner. If he give him enough space, he's liable to make, game-changing plays. So we knew keep him inside the box and, keeping one, two, three guys and tackle him at a time, so just keep him on the ground.
Where's your physicality come from?
I love Sean Taylor. I watched Sean Taylor growing up. Like, my back plate, I have it written on me, like, recipes, the greatest safety of all time, Sean Taylor. So before every game, I watch Sean Taylor highlights. And it just makes me, every time I put the U on, I know I got to be a physical safety.
Talk about the play you made on the field when you forced a fumble.
I was really frustrated, mad. I got a stupid penalty on myself, and Coach Cristobal told me, go make a play here. And, the football guys helped me out. He ran right into me. I couldn't ask for anything more.
Well, Well, the football gods also sent us a nice opponent for next weekend, someone you're familiar with being at Tennessee. How much are you looking forward to that?
You know, I'm excited for each and every week, but as Coach Heatherman always says, nameless, faceless opponents, wherever, whenever, however, we want to get the job done, we're going to get the job done.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Jacoby Thomas with a little Sean Taylor reference, 10 tackles so far this season. Guy that really played well last week for Miami, and I think he's going to continue getting opportunities, is Tony Johnson. He looked really smooth for Carson Beck last week. Had three nice catches for 84 yards, played well. And he also spoke to Josh Darrow right after the game.
So, major presence here. How'd it feel?
Feel great. I'm happy to be at the University of Miami. It's such a blessing. I'm thankful.
You guys had a lot of success running and throwing today. Why?
Practice hard. Every practice is good on good. That's why I came to the U. We compete each and every day. It's nothing like it. Practice is harder than the game sometimes.
It's funny that when you get a more talented team, how much better it makes you because of the competition you get in practice.
Way better. Coach KB stay on us each and every day, and each one of us are pushing each other in a good way, in a positive way, that we can come to practice each and every day and know we're going to work and get better.
What's it like having a quarterback like Carson Beck?
It's amazing. It's a receiver's dream.
And this, you know, what kind of statement did you guys make today? I mean, they were riding high, and you guys came in here and pretty much shut them down.
Never, not really a statement. It's more about us than anything. We don't care about the outside noise. Coach Chris about let us know it's about us each and every day. So that's what we come out here to show.
Congratulations on the win.
Thank you so much.
All right, Tony Johnson.
Okay, that was Tony Johnson, as Josh mentioned. I love how these guys really talk about wanting to be Hurricanes and reference their desire to be Hurricanes. I think in the past, University of Miami had some players come in that made it feel like they were doing the program a favor by being here. These guys, for the most part, actually almost every single guy we've talked to, you get the feeling that they really want to be here. And so far, they have produced. Canes have a lot of playmakers, hoping to get a couple more back in JoJo Traitor and Jordan Lyle on Saturday against the Gators. We'll kick things off at 3 o'clock. 7:30 will be the official kickoff time, actually probably about 7:44 from Hard Rock Stadium. So we'll talk to you on Saturday from The Rock. Hope you'll all be there. Create another great home field advantage. For our producer, Trevor Harris, I'm Joe Zagacki. Have a most pleasant good evening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.